Kamala Harris, singling out Israel as anti-Semitism. By Deborah Brand on November 8, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris condemned singling out Israel because of anti-Jewish hatred at an address at the Anti-Defamation League's Never Is Now Summit on anti-Semitism. "I want to be very clear about this: when Jews are targeted because of their beliefs or their identity, when Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism and that is unacceptable," Harris told the ADL virtual summit on Sunday evening. "In 2 days, we will mark 83 years since Kristallnacht, a night of unthinkable evil, that foreshadowed more evil to come," she said, referring to the pogrom carried out against Jews across Nazi Germany on November 9 to 10, 1938. "Sadly, we know that anti-Semitism is not a relic of the past. In recent years, the Jewish American community has faced an alarming rise in hate crimes," she added. 4 years ago, white supremacists descended upon Charlottesville, Virginia, spreading hatred and instigating violence. 3 years ago, we suffered the most deadly attack on the American Jewish community in the history of our nation at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania," she said. Kamala added she and President Joe Biden are fully committed to fighting anti-Semitism. "We must fight anti-Semitism and hate of all kinds. And call it out wherever it exists. We know, a harm against one of us is a harm against all." A recent survey found that close to 1 in every 4 U.S. Jews have been targeted by anti-Semitism in the past year. Harris' comments to the ADL came weeks after she came under fire for hailing a student who accused Israel of committing ethnic genocide. The Biden administration has also been prevented from holding a Senate hearing confirming Holocaust historian Deborah Lipschitz as the U.S. Special Envoy on anti-Semitism after news of the appointment caused an outcry. Lipschitz has accused former President Donald Trump of soft Holocaust denial while she herself defended a controversial video published by the Jewish Democratic Council of America that showed Trump alongside images of Nazi Germany. Recent extensive surveys have found that nearly 1 in every 4 U.S. Jews have been targeted by anti-Semitism in the past year, and almost half have subsequently altered their behavior.